Right, it's time for this week's Question of the Week with Diana O'Carroll. Welcome, Diana.
Hello, hello, how is everybody? Right, well, this week I've been checking out body art to answer this question.
This is Bruce Rogers of Milpitas, California. I've always wondered why tattoos didn't disappear over the years.
So, what is it that keeps tattoos in their place?
Hi, I'm Neil Walker. I'm a consultant dermatologist in Oxford. Tattoos, by definition, are permanent marks produced on the skin by the injection of material by a puncture wound. As a dermatologist, I see a variety of tattoos, not only those which have been applied by a so-called tattoo artist, either a professional or amateur, sober or drunk. Occasionally, I see people who've had a black henna tattoo where a dye called PPD is used, which can cause nasty skin reactions. A properly applied henna tattoo is not a tattoo at all. Rather, it's a dyeing process using the paste to produce a design in the dead outer layers of the skin. The design fades as the skin regenerates, and that is one of the clues as to why tattoos applied by puncture wounds are permanent. Our skin is continually regenerating as the outer layers or epidermis grow from basal cells at the bottom to dead horny layer at the top over a period of 6 to 8 weeks. Pigments implanted beneath the growing layer are in the dermis or supporting layer of the skin and are not removed by the natural process of skin turnover. The body recognizes pigment granules as foreign material, and there are cells whose function is to remove such material by engulfing them and transporting it to the lymph glands. These cells are unable to engulf pigment granules over a certain size, and therefore the body seems to surround them at a microscopic level by a thin layer of fibrous or scar tissue, and they become permanently trapped in the dermis. The removal process continues slowly, and tattoos may fade to a degree over time, with different colours fading at different rates, depending on the particle size of the pigment. In summary, tattoos are permanent because the pigment particles are injected under the growing layer of the skin, and the body's mechanisms for dealing with foreign materials can't remove the particles over a certain size.
So size is important, Diana.
Yes, basically. Tattoos stay in the skin because they are held at a deeper level by what is effectively scar tissue. And tattoos are not new, so just to throw a bit of archaeology in there, the 5,000-year-old Iceman Ötzi famously has 57 carbon or soot tattoos spread about his body. There's evidence the Egyptians were being tattooed 4,000 years ago, the pre-Inca civilizations 1,500 years ago, the Romans and the Greeks did it, and there are some hints that the Vikings and Aztecs were at it too. So, with a long history of tattooing, here's something else with a deep past.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm from Oregon in the United States. I realize that animals have a very sophisticated immune system, T-cells, lymph nodes, etc. But I've often wondered how plants protect themselves from bacteria and viruses. Thank you.
So what do you guys think? Do plants have an immunity to pathogens?
It's a brilliant question, actually, isn't it? Because we just take for granted the fact that our immune system has to ward things off.
I guess plants produce all sorts of really nasty, vicious chemicals for killing things, so that could be part of it.
Well, they can also commit suicide, can't they? Plant cells can undergo apoptosis. They kill their own cells. So I guess a one way of protecting themselves is if they detect a virus or something in a cell, they just kill that cell or group of cells, and that would wall it off. You think?
I don't know. Maybe there's something that's ancient enough that we share with plants, that animals and plants have brought from a very ancient ancestor in terms of their immunity. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out next week. Thank you very much, Diana O'Carroll, with this week's Question of the Week. So if you can help us with how do plants ward off microbial attack from viruses, bacteria and funguses and things, then do drop us a line, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can join in the debate that everyone's having about it on our forum. You go to nakedscientist.com/forum and you'll find there's a whole board there about Question of the Week where you can put your thoughts. And incidentally, Question of the Week is also available as a podcast in its own right, and that's at nakedscientist.com/QOTW. Or you can find it on iTunes. Just before we finish, Judith in Northampton said that when you're talking about capsaicin powder, which can be used to stop things eating your chicken food, she uses the same trick to stop the squirrels nicking her bird feed.